This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 17th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. The Library of Congress has announced the 25 recordings being inducted into the National Recording Registry. Recordings from Gene Autry, Jefferson Airplane, Harry Como, Johnny Mathis, Bobby McFerrin, Patti Page are among the 25 selected for preservation. That also includes Dancing Queen from ABBA, Parallel Lines from Blondie, Ready to Die from the Notorious B.I.G., Dookie from Green Day, Wide Open Spaces from The Chicks, and Lily Tomlin's Comedy have all been selected as some of the defining sounds of history and culture that will join the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. The recordings selected for the National Recording Registry bring the number of titles to 650, representing a small portion of the National Library's vast recorded sound collection of nearly 4 million items. Journey's Greatest Hits album has reached a rare plateau, notching its 800th week on the Billboard 200. Only two other acts, Pink Floyd and Bob Marley, have ever achieved this feat. Dark Side of the Moon got there in 2012. Marley's Legend album hit 800 weeks last September. Journey's Greatest Hits made its Billboard 200 debut back on December 3rd, 1988. Seven Dust guitarist and vocalist Clint Lowry is taking a step outside of his comfort zone with an instrumental EP. Don't Say It will be released independently on May 24th. Previously revealing that he was inspired by Nine Inch Nails' Ghost series, saying, quote, "I recorded this at home and had my good friend Richard Winkander from Fire from the Gods mix and master this one. Had a ton of fun doing this on my downtime. Feels good to create something different to cleanse their creative mind." He continued, "This is a self-release, so any support you can give and sharing is appreciated, never expected. Much love to y'all." You can pre-order physical formats at clintlowry.net. The video for the song Dizzy Moments can be seen online. Blink-182's Tom DeLonge has teamed up with Fender to share a new signature Starcaster, which he describes as the coolest guitar ever made. Announced yesterday, the new collaboration between the pop-punk legend and the iconic guitar manufacturer comes after DeLonge was drawn to the model and began taking it on tour with Blink-182 in 2022, saying, quote, "I love this guitar. I really do. It's the coolest guitar ever made. Firstly, it's called the Starcaster. That's the most important thing. It goes to space and expands your mind," he said. Megadeth surprised fans in Argentina performing a three-song acoustic set outside of the Hotel Madero in Buenos Aires. The band performing Trust, Angry Again, and Symphony of Destruction was captured on fan-filmed video that can be seen online. Bad Omens are preparing to release their remix album, Concrete Jungle, coming out on May 31st. Calling it Concrete Jungle, the OST, the release features reworked versions of songs from the band's latest album, The Death of Peace of Mind, along with live performances, collaborations, and new offerings. The extensive collection is broken into three chapters. Chevelle have announced they'll hit the road this July for a tour with Tiger Cub, kicking off their summer-long tour in Mansfield, Ohio at the Incarceration Festival on July 19th and wrapping up at Louder Than Life in Louisville, Kentucky on September 28th. The press release for the tour also notes that new Chevelle music is incoming. According to Pete Loeffler, in an appearance with the Artist Friendly podcast, the band has 10 new songs tracked and ready to go. Celine Dion's upcoming documentary officially has a premiere date. I Am Celine Dion will drop on Amazon Prime Video on June 25th. The 56-year-old singer shared the first look of the project on her Instagram yesterday. The feature is set to take a look at her music career and her struggles with the autoimmune neurological disorder, stiff person syndrome. According to Deadline Magazine, we'll be seeing a new face on season two of Netflix's show Wednesday. Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of the Jenna Ortega-led series in an undisclosed role, according to sources. No word yet on when season two is set for release. Disney Plus has announced that Let It Be, the original 1970 film about the Beatles, will launch exclusively on Disney Plus on May 8th. This is the first time the film is available in over 50 years. First released in May of 1970, amidst the swirl of the Beatles' breakup, Let It Be now takes its rightful place in the band's history. And Clutch and Rival Sons are teaming up for a 2024 North American tour, dubbed the Two-Headed Beast Tour, featuring Fu Manchu and Blackstone Cherry. The tour kicks off September 5th in Brooklyn and runs through October 10th in Las Vegas. That includes three shows in New England, in New Haven, Connecticut, at the College Street Music Hall on September 13th, the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, on September 15th, and in Boston, Massachusetts, at the House of Blues on September 17th. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 202, featuring Tim Montana, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.